News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
After 8.
Now, children who are close contacts of a confirmed case of COVID will not have to stay out of school from the end of September. That's under plans discussed by NPHET yesterday. We're joined now by the General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation, John Boyle. John, a lot of parents will be relieved at that news and pleased at that news. You're less pleased, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, Shane, I'm not even sure if the parents will be, you know, because what the listeners probably don't realise is that there has been a difficult beginning to the school year, and it has been marred. Actually, it should have been a safe, confident reopening, but system failure by the HSE and the lack of support then that went for schools, and even the department themselves of education, they failed even to convince people not to send symptomatic children into school. So that report,
John, you can't really blame the Department of Education sending symptomatic kids into school. That lies with the parents who do that.
I think it's a fair enough comment, Shane, actually, because the department failed to let people know about the new symptoms of the Delta variant, and they promised they would do a public awareness campaign.
John, people aren't living on, we won't get bogged down in this, but people aren't living on Mars. Everybody knows what to say. You can't be any more explicit about what the symptoms are. But look, let's not get bogged down on that point.
Well, I suppose, Shane, just to finish on the point, I mean, we know from the HSE that there were way more children and way more schools with COVID-19 in the first 2 weeks of the school year than there had been more or less in the whole year last year. Now, there was a report issued yesterday, and the report is only a small sample. Because of the system failures, they could only give us about 10% of the data. So in that regard, until we see that there is data and evidence to support this recommendation by NPHET. And by the way, NPHET haven't said that it's going to happen.
No, they haven't. I was going to put that point to you. Dave said, look, it is dependent on a favourable report on COVID-19. The other point I'd put to you, like, NPHET are incredibly cautious. I mean, they're not sort of like Boris Johnson, kind of gung-ho, let's reopen and to hell with it. I mean, they are incredibly cautious.
Yeah, of course they are, and we welcomed that so much throughout last year, and that's why schools were open for 30 out of 37 weeks. But only last Sunday evening, the chairperson of NPHET, Professor Nolan, he stated that the increased transmissibility of the Delta variant, that there would be a concern that in-school transmission could rise above the R rate of 1, and then that would make it much more challenging for school outbreaks to be managed. So I think they really need to continue with their cautious approach. And we know that society is likely to be opening up fully on the 22nd of October. And in that regard, it would have been much more sensible, I feel, to wait until mid-October until we had proper data on schools.
Yeah, the problem with that, I understand the point you're making. The problem with that is, like, at the moment, you've kids out of school for 10 days when they've absolutely no symptoms. You've got 10,000 kids missing school at the moment. Only 1,200 kids are deemed close contacts. Like, you talk about an R rate of 1. I mean, that's an R rate of 10, basically. I mean, that seems to be an overreaction, doesn't it?
The point here now, Shane, you know the 1,200 close contacts you're referring to?
Yeah.
That's the report that was issued yesterday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we were told by Public Health on Wednesday morning that report is between a 10 and 15% sample of the real numbers. Because when the HSE failed to support the schools, the principals then who had COVID in their schools for the first time had no option but to adopt the same approaches as were being were taken last year. And parents were voting with their feet and taking their children to test centres. That data has not been captured. So I would suggest that we will certainly meet every week, and if we get proper reports on the data, and if it's indicating that the trend is downwards, the infection rates have dropped in the last 3 weeks from 13% among children down to 6 in the community. Mm-hmm. If that were to drop back to where it were last year with teachers vaccinated, but we must remember, we have the largest primary classes in Europe. We have no children wearing masks. We have no children vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not an easy environment at all. And the failure of the department even to provide the CO2 monitors in time, all those things mean that the school communities are not confident about the reopening this year. And I believe that could have been avoided if the systems had been in place.
All right, we will leave it there. John Boyle, General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Thank you indeed to the INTO. Thank you indeed for talking to us. Let us know what you think. Are Neffert right to say end of September, if all goes well, we will end this law that says close contacts of a confirmed case will have to stay out of school. Are they right to do that, or should they be even more cautious? 52106 at a cost of 30 cents.